bit over the years through the interview process, and some of the but still held on to is like, what's your 30, 60, 90 plan? What are you going to do in the first 3 months? And there was probably a time and a place for that sort of strategy, but anytime that would come up in an interview and someone would share with me that 30, 60, 90 that they probably put good effort into, yeah. And I would thank them for that and say, hey, I appreciate you putting the time in here, but I want to know what you're going to do on day one. I want to know like what your God-given instincts are for the first day if all you're going to be given is an account list. I'm going to give you the list of accounts. This is your turf. Here's the address. Here's the name of the hospital, whatever. I'm on Hawaii on vacation. You can't get a hold of me. You don't have a computer yet. Your business cards didn't come in. You don't have statistical data on who's buying what and how much and all those things. Marketing's on vacation. You can't get a hold of anybody, but all you have is that list. What are you going to do on your first day? And what you're looking for in somebody baseline is just not, well, I'll tell you what you're not looking for is the person that's going to sit there all day and try and plot out their course of how they're going to get to this hospital and that hospital and who they might know on LinkedIn. It's like all these, they just sit on their hands. So basically their first day is like, I'm going to just stay home and think about stuff. And what you want and the advice that I'm going to give you is don't do that. Look at that list and go meet somebody. Just let them know you're there. Shake their hand. Hey, I'm Joe. I'm with this XYZ company. I'm the new rep that handled these products. I don't even know what these products do just yet. I'm so new. Isn't this funny? Isn't this crazy? But if you need something from my company, here's my information. In fact, give me your card and I'll come back in 2 weeks when I know more and we'll talk more about it. You know, just get out there and mix it up because you'll trip and fall over. Someone will be like, actually, we need to buy 5 of those. And you're like, whoa, okay. Did I sell something? What just happened? So yeah, just the advice is just be active, get out of your office, be in front of your customers. I don't know if you're a Penn State fan. I'm not. My dad played at Pitt. So like we were just raised that couldn't be the way, but
I'm a straight Pitt guy too, bro.
Okay, good.
You speak the exact same language here. Yeah,
good. But Joe Paterno had this saying like run to the ball and good things will happen.
He's right.
And the customers are the ball. And if you just run to your customers, you'll pick up a fumble, you'll scoop and score. You'll tackle somebody that's trying to scoop and score. It's just, if you get around your customers, you got a good chance of something good happening.
Man, I love that advice, first and foremost. Active and getting in front of people just puts you in rooms and situations where you can have something to happen. Maybe negative, but you can learn from that too.